Welcome to the Orange County Catholic Radio Show on AM 1000 in Orange and San Diego counties and on AM 930 in Los Angeles County. Each week, we bring you compelling conversation with church leaders and laity, talking about the things going on in our diocese and discussing the important issues that impact the world around us. We're coming to you through the good offices of Immaculate Heart Radio from our studios on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. Here now to introduce our guest and today's topic is your host, Rick Howick.
And welcome to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is a student from Rosary High School who has completed a fascinating project that we're going to talk quite a bit about, Isabella Tejeda. Isabella is from Rosary High School, and before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and ask us all to pause for a moment of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with us today, helping us to do your will and granting us all your peace. Move your Holy Spirit in our lives that we would talk what you want us to talk about and hear what we need to hear in order to open our hearts and minds about Catholic education, about children and reading, and about how we might be your hands and feet to those who are in need, especially in their education. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then, of course, the other voices that you're hearing back there are your parents. So welcome to Tejeda family.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk today with Isabella about her project, because you were involved with a fascinating project to try to help at-risk kids build their reading skills and reading confidence.
Yes.
So tell us, Isabella, what did you do?
Okay, so I helped an organization called Higher Ground. It is mainly based in Anaheim, and the kids that go there are kids that live in the at-risk community. So I've been volunteering there for the past 2 to 3 years, and I felt the urge to just help and do something to help them. So I got together a group of my friends, and we put together a theater program for them. During the summer, they have these different stations that you can go into, and the kids, they play sports, they do different kinds of things. They can earn, like, money to go buy some stuff for them. And so I put together a theater program where they can just go and they can read, they can learn more about how to use a puppet, how to participate in a theater program, and how to write. So from donations from Sherwin-Williams, Home Depot, and multiple places, I was able to raise enough money to buy multiple puppets for them, some puppet theaters, and I got printing paper.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you were able to put together a project. You got a lot of community businesses helping you, too. Did you have to go talk to them yourself or write up letters, or what did you do in order to get them to get involved?
Well, I went first to Staples, and I asked to speak to the manager, and they told me that they would be able to just laminate everything, that all the paper I needed and all the stick puppets we did. So I did have to go, and I had to talk to the managers, and it was difficult, but it was really fun to just get out there and be outgoing.
Isabella, how old are you?
I am 15.
You're 15. All right, so we're listening to Isabella, who is 15 years old, who was inspired to do a project. If I understand right, this had to do with a Girl Scout project that you were doing. And the project, though, involved you needing to get some donations, and you were willing to go out on your own in order to try to convince people they need to help you. Somehow I think if you came into my shop, I would probably want to help you too. Okay, so that was Staples. Where else did you go in order to arm twist people to giving you things?
I went to Sherwin-Williams, and I talked to their manager, and I was able to get multiple paint sticks, around 50 to 60, to put all the stick puppets on.
Okay.
So I went to Sherwin-Williams, and I also went around my neighborhood, and I asked them for donations. And they were all so generous that I got enough to just raise enough money to go on Amazon. And
Where's your neighborhood? What city do you live in?
Yorba Linda.
Yorba Linda. Okay. Yorba Linda. That's got hills to it. Oh, my goodness. Did you go up and down hills?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are, you've got all these things. And what was the project itself then? Did you look this up online or did you create it yourself? Or how did you come up with this project?
I myself, I grew up at the library, so being surrounded by...
I like that.
You grew up at the library.
That's pretty
yes.
good. Mom and Dad, it was right over the... You actually owned the library downstairs, right?
She actually did grow up at the library.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
All right.
So I was surrounded by all these puppet shows and books and crafts and all of that. And I saw that at Higher Ground, they didn't really have... It was mostly oriented around sports and getting the kids active. And there were a few stations where they were able to go and they would read and they would do homework, but I felt like they needed a stronger presence of reading in their life.
Now, let me ask you a question about Higher Ground. Describe that for just a moment. What's that all about?
Higher Ground is mainly around just inspiring these kids to be themselves and to just get out and do great things with their lives because they're all capable of it. During the school year, they'll have the kids, the school will end and the kids will go. They'll be able to spend time with friends, to go play some sports and then do homework. But over the summer, they have these different rotations where the kids go and they do crafts. They do they also do sports and they do other things. And they want these kids to get out of their comfort zone and to just feel like they can do more.
So this is a community outreach program then that you kind of were familiar with? How did you find out about this program? Were you involved with it?
Yes, I am also involved with National Charity League. So we signed up, my mom and I, for a camp about 2 years ago. And
she arm-twisted you too, didn't she?
Yes. And I instantly fell in love with it. So we started volunteering about every week. I would make my mom take me every week, and it just continued from there.
Okay. So you saw that they had some sports things and other hands-on type of activities, but having grown up in a library, they didn't have enough bookish things, and there might be some aspiring intellectuals and academics that you might want to inspire in that group
yes.
as well. So did you just talk about this? Did you write it down? How did you come up with your plan?
I came up with my plan pretty much just talking about it with my mom. We sat down one day and we just discussed what I would want to do with my gold award. And being involved so much at Higher Ground, I realized that I wanted to do something to help them because that's what my passion is. I love helping kids.
Okay, what is a gold award? Girl Scout thing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, what's the gold award? I was a Boy Scout, which means I know nothing about Girl Scout.
The gold award is pretty much the last award you can win. There's the bronze, the silver, and the gold. And it's pretty much your biggest community project that you can do. And once you're done, there's this whole celebration.
So kind of like from a Boy Scout perspective, like the Eagle Scouts project that they would do.
Okay. Yes.
I get you. So this was something then that you had to do some research on. What did you find out about?
I found out that from some library statistics that I got, that a child that is not able to read at grade level by the end of first grade has an 88% chance of not reading at grade level by the end of fourth grade.
That's very true. Having
yes.
been in Catholic education myself, I know that's true.
Yes.
Okay. So you thought that if you could do something about it, you would. So what was your plan then?
My plan was to just gather as many resources as I can, and with the help from Miss Amy Pano from the Yorba Linda Public Library, she helped me just put together a story time, put together a binder full of scripts and all of that.
Okay, so you put together resources for the kids to be able to use, and as long as they had a facilitator, I assume, then they could put on these plays for their friends.
Yes.
Fantastic. This is wonderful. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Isabella Tejeda and her family. And we're talking about her project that she did for the Gold Award for Girl Scouts. She's also enrolled at Rosary High School, which is here in Orange County. And I want to talk about that in just a little bit. But before we go too much further, How successful has this been? Did you get? I take it that they decided to let you do it.
Yes.
And what happened? None of the kids came and played with you. What happened?
Well, the first few days, the kids were very timid. They were shy. They didn't feel like they can come up and just be themselves in front of us since we were all new. And towards the end, we had every single kid volunteering to get up. They all wanted to do their own puppet show. They all wanted to read us a book. They were writing their own stories, and they were just performing all these different puppet shows for us.
Wow. So you had a wonderful response from the kids that were involved. How old are these kids, roughly?
They were kindergarten to second grade.
Okay, so you're talking very young, and they really enjoyed this quite a bit.
Yes.
So you did it grow? Did you do anything else with it? What was the outcome of it?
We are now, there is a club at my school called the Higher Ground Club, but we have now refurbished it, and we have renamed it Reaching Higher Ground. And so we are hoping towards the end of this school year that we will be able to reach out to different schools and be able for them to have their own Reaching Higher Ground clubs where all the community can come together and support Higher Ground.
Okay, so the idea here, you're at Rosary High School, the idea is that this club would encourage not only other students to be involved in what you started directly, but perhaps sow some seeds in other high schools, Catholic high schools, and others to be able to perhaps sow the seeds for more of these to grow.
Yes, exactly.
You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. With me today is Isabella Tejeda and her two parents. And when we come back, I want to shift gears just a little bit because she's 15, and Isabella has been in Catholic education in her high school years. You're now a sophomore, junior?
Sophomore.
Coming into being a sophomore?
Yes.
Okay, so she just completed her freshman year. And I want to talk to you and your parents about what Catholic education has been like, because I understand that you were not originally in Catholic education. So when we come back, that's where I want to go to talk about Rosary High School and Catholic education. And we will be right back. Welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you from high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove, California, on the campus of Christ Cathedral, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is Isabella Tejeda and her parents, Victoria and Louis Tejeda, and we were talking about a project that Isabella had done, Isabella being the ripe old age of 15, and very pushy, and one who was able to get the community, I'm kidding with you, I hope you don't mind, one who was able to get the community to get behind her to donate things in order to accomplish a project that helped empower kids who are involved with other activities from this camp that we were talking about. But your project was to get them involved with theater, puppet theater. These are kindergarten through second grade. So also some reading skills and being able to engage on the more academic level. And I wanted to ask a little bit more about this camp thing. This was in the context of trying to augment or add to an existing community outreach program. Victoria, you were talking during the break a little bit. What is this camp and how did it get started and what's that all about?
Yeah, it's an awesome camp here in Orange County. It's called Higher Ground Youth and Family Services. It is in Anaheim, California, but the founder of the organization is a man named Joe Baldo, who just happens to be a fellow parishioner of ours at St. Martin's de Porres Catholic Church in Yorba Linda.
I know St. Martin de Porres.
Yes, okay. It's awesome there. Yeah. Joe basically started this from the ground up, and he is in the trenches trying to reach kids who we call at risk in this community by fostering positive mentors is basically what he's trying to do. So the camp is, it goes all year basically, but what Isabella managed to do was to go in and she saw a missing piece just from our experience of volunteering there prior summers. She just felt at home and fell in love with the place. So when she had the opportunity to earn her gold award, our discussion was that it would be awesome if we found a way to support Girl Scouts and still support something within our Catholic faith. So Higher Ground was just the perfect fit for us.
So it was started by a parishioner, but it's a non-Catholic,
yes, it's a non-profit organization.
Yes. 501(c) type.
Exactly. Exactly.
So people can make donations to that and actually get write-offs. So Higher Ground.
Yes, it's highergroundoc.org.
Okay.
Actually, if you wanted to make a donation, I will say that because we were there, Isabella put well over 100 hours there, and every day that we were there, we saw Joe Baldo and his team sunburned, racing around the whole camp on his bike because he can't put out fires quick enough. And
hopefully not real ones, but okay.
No, not real fires, not at all. This mentoring program is so important, and so Isabella's portion of it was basically that she created this more dynamic storytelling. You know, it's hard to compete with iPhones and gadgets nowadays. So Isabella was saying growing up at a library, you know, we're very blessed in Yorba Linda that we have an awesome library. And, yeah, she's laughing at me. It's true. And I would be remiss if I did not say that I actually worked there.
No,
So when she says she grew up there, it's true.
She came to work with mom.
Many days, but basically she just came in and brought what the Yorba Linda Library offers to the people in Yorba Linda. She basically packaged it up and brought it to Higher Ground. So those kids who maybe don't have the opportunity to go to story times, were able to have the library come to them. That's basically what she did in a nutshell.
And this is primarily in what town? Because you said you're in Yorba Linda.
We're in Yorba Linda.
But Higher Ground is...
It's in Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Yes.
Okay, so it's actually in a close by, but different location from where the parish is.
It's 20 minutes from our reality is a completely different reality 20 minutes away.
I'm a little familiar with the homes in Yorba Linda and the homes in Anaheim. There's quite a variety of neighborhoods in Anaheim.
Uh-huh.
So less variety in most of Yorba Linda. So.
Yeah, and it's at Lincoln Elementary School is where their home base is there, and there's a park right there. And they're doing amazing things there, and they loved having Isabella just come and just excite the kids about reading. It sounds like such a simple thing.
So you, Mom, have been quite the inspiration on the library front. Dad, what do you do?
I've been in the material handling business for about 35 years.
In the what handling business?
Warehouse equipment business.
Warehouse equipment.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's what Dad does. And I'm just overwhelmed with what Isabella has done.
She's a wonderful young lady.
We're blessed. Very blessed to have her, you know, doing what she's doing and her passion, following her passion. So and give back to the community.
I understand, though, that there's been transition a couple of years back and that Isabella hasn't always gone to Catholic school. When did she start Catholic school?
Well, she went to Bryan Ranch Elementary, which is a great elementary. It's a public school. Great, great public school. And we had been parishioners at Santa Clara and Diocese, and St. Francis is just right above the hill. And our pastor there, Father Mike, had always wanted Isabella to go to St. Francis, but around 07, 08, 09, things weren't going too smooth in the economy.
You weren't independently wealthy and expensive to go to Catholic school.
Warehouse equipment business is, you know, driven by the economy, and basically the economy just took a big dive, and that we're blessed that Bryan Ranch was a great elementary public school. So we're glad she went there, and then the economy picked up a little bit, and we were able to get Isabella with a lot of help at St. Francis.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to go, for you parents, I'm going to ask you, Isabella, what was it like to go from public school to Catholic school? It's a whole different experience, isn't it? In some ways.
Well, yeah, it was a different experience, but we just wanted her to have the religious aspect of that school, and being that now she was going to be in middle school and she just finished, you know, elementary school, we wanted her to have some of that religious core value. And when you just walk into some of the classrooms and you see the crucifix and you see the Blessed Mother in a classroom and they're in prayer, that meant a lot to us at that point in her middle school years. And so because of that, it just continued now to high school.
On our first day of school at St. Francis, and like you said, Bryant Ranch was amazing. It was a blue ribbon school. Mm-hmm. We had amazing friends there. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. But we knew the goal was Catholic high school. We absolutely knew if there was a way that God could make it happen, we were committed to praying that it would. But the first day at St. Francis, they had Mass. And my husband and I started to cry. I was just overwhelmed that the first day of school, that our children were there, they were all in the pews, and that we as parents were in the back pews, and that we were praying that God be with these kids through their educational process during the day when they're away from us. It was so powerful. I was sort of weeping in the pew because I looked around. I thought, gosh, I think if you've always had your child in Catholic education, you just don't know what you don't know. But like I said, her elementary school was good, great. Yeah. But the fact
academically, it was good.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Blue ribbon school.
There's two things.
Yes.
I was in Catholic education for 22 years, but I grew up as a Protestant because I'm a convert. It's another story. But that means I went to public schools my whole growing up time. So having now taught in Catholic schools, then being a principal as well, in my earlier life, there's two elements to Catholic education that just stand out, and I hear this all the time, and you're one of them, and it has to do with that deep immersion in our religion. You don't realize how important that is until, as you just described, you experience it at the school. It can be so overwhelming.
It's powerful.
And then the community itself. Everyone gets to know everybody, and you're there doing fundraisers, on fundraisers, and you're at festivals or you're at different things, and you begin to build relationships that can last not only her whole life, but your whole life. I want to ask you, what was it like to make that transition?
It was very different. Being at a public school, I made a lot of friends, and I grew up with them, and leaving them was kind of hard for me because I was still in fifth grade, so I was pretty young, and that was the end of the world for me. But when I started at St. Francis, the first day, I didn't know anybody, not one person. And I instantly made friends. The friends that I made the first day, I'm still best friends with to this day. And I loved it. It was awesome. It was amazing being able to just profess my faith at school without having someone say you can't say that, or just it was amazing being able to go there.
I am so glad to hear that. I'm also glad to hear that the friends that you made at your elementary school have kind of followed you now that you're in high school. And when we come back, I want to go into a little bit about Rosary High School. Although I understand I'm not quite saying that name correctly.
Yes, Rosary Academy.
Rosary Academy. Okay, that's
right. We are now Rosary Academy.
They did go through a transition, so that we can talk more about that when we come back. I want to remind our listening audience that you are listening to Orange County Catholic Radio, and with me today is Isabella Tejeda and her family. And we're talking primarily about a project that she did in order to help at-risk kids enjoy reading and enjoy theater and have a little experience of mentors who can help inspire them to embrace an academic career, not just a sports career, though that's good too. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what it's been like both as a Girl Scout but also at Rosary Academy. And we will be right back. And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you through the good offices of Immaculate Heart Radio. And with me today is the Tejeda family. And the Tejeda family, it consists today in the studio anyway,
of Isabella. Do you have siblings, Isabella?
I do not.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So your parents then have had the glory of focusing all of their attention on you, which I'm sure is a two-edged sword from time to time.
Yes, it is.
And her parents
no pressure.
Are here with us. And we were talking briefly during the break a little bit more about this program. And Louie, you were mentioning the guy who started this outreach program had originally been doing prison ministry.
Yes.
And what happened?
Yeah, Joe was involved, immersed in the prison ministry, and he just was going through it and going through it. And he says, wait a minute, I'm missing something here. I got to get to the root. And the root was the children. So he switched gears and he says, let's get down to the root. And that's when he started Higher Ground at this elementary school in Anaheim.
So this is really an outreach in order to try to get kids to keep them interested in what we would, I hopefully, call a more normalized life and one that keeps them out of trouble and starting into patterns of behaviors that can get them into trouble.
Yes, and he's trying to reach not just the children. That's why it's called Higher Ground Youth and Family Services, because what's extraordinary is that he actually has two full-time counselors there. He does marriage counseling. He has nutrition classes.
Nurses.
He's partnered with some like UCI. They come in and they talk about nutrition. He even, to the point of like your physical well-being, there's Zumba classes for whoever wants to come.
Very
just
good.
Because if you're physically healthy and happy, then that
wellness
translates to your family. So he's really trying to service the whole family, and they have all kinds of field trips that they go on too.
So this brings Isabella in, because as part of this holistic approach, Isabella saw a hole and we need to keep it holistic. Is that right, Isabella?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to shift back for a moment. So you have this gold award project that you wanted to do, and you decided this is how you're going to do it. But you also mentioned that you are getting some sort of credit for service hours or something like that at Rosary Academy? How does that work?
So we started, or a few years back, they started a club for Higher Ground, and we pretty much, I got together with the person who was the president this year, and we just felt like, let's make, because we didn't have a lot of volunteers last year, and we realized, let's make this new, let's renovate it, and we renamed it Reaching Higher Ground. We want to have more bake sales to help raise money for books for these kids. So they, when I was volunteering there, they loved the Piggy and Elephant books. So they really loved it. So we were hoping to raise enough money to buy, hopefully, the whole set of books for them. So they'll just be able to read to their friends, read to everybody, and hopefully that'll get them to learn more and to be able to read really well.
So how was Rosary Academy with this whole project? You were a freshman last year, so you came in. When did you develop this project? Did you start at the beginning of the year? Did it kind of grow through the year? Or when did you decide you were going to make trouble for everybody?
Well,
I guess that's a separate question.
I would say in the middle of the year, okay, I decided that we should try to evolve this into my school too. And that's when the trouble started.
Well, we're only kidding, because Rosary Academy has actually been very supportive of you in,
yes,
doing this. How did that work? Did you approach a counselor there or a teacher there, or what did you do?
I contacted first our activities director, Mrs. Huerta, and I told her about what I had done and how I wanted to help. And she told me that it was a great idea and I should contact Mrs. Kearns, who is our religious kind of director. She helps with campus ministry. So I contacted Mrs. Kearns, and she got me in contact with Sydney Marcos, who is the president of the Higher Ground Club. And Sydney, who is really nice, and she's really awesome. She's now a senior at Rosary Academy. And she just told me that she loved my idea, and she wanted to get started with it right away.
Okay. So you had support both from faculty members, but also from some of the more seasoned students as well.
Yes.
Okay. Very. What were some of the students that helped you out in this project? We got to get their names in.
Yes. I had some of my friends that are involved in theater at Modern Day. Their names are Kylie Eggers and Casey Fort and Luke Belinsky. And I had one of my friends that I went to school with at St. Francis. She now goes to OSHA, named Lana Valdez. And now my friend at Conley, named Grace Edwards. And Annalisa. She is now a freshman at Valencia High School, and she loves this project. She wants to hopefully start the club at her school soon. So I
count four different high schools, I heard. I heard yours, I heard Connolly, and I heard two public high schools as well. So all of these came from your involvement originally back at your Catholic school for junior high school. And what you were infected with there, with this, a social awareness for Jesus Christ and how he reaches out to the people in the communities, has now infected all four of these high schools.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back then to Rosary. What's Rosary like? I mean, you felt comfortable enough to be able to approach people. Tell me, what's your experience like there at Rosary?
Rosary is just a community of sisterhood.
It's an all-girls school.
It is an all-girls school, yes.
Okay. And Connolly is an all-girls school as well.
Yes.
Servite is an all-boys school. And you guys have dances together,
yes.
And everyone watches very closely. Okay, yes. All right. So we've got, and then there's, of course, a couple of other Catholic high schools, Mater Dei, and I'm forgetting one or two.
Santa Margarita.
Yes. Okay. And then Junipero Serra. But anyway, all right. So you are at this all-girls school, and it's a sisterhood. So
yes.
This is a very positive thing.
It is. It definitely
You
is.
Like the idea that you are one sex at the school?
Yes.
Why?
Being an only child, I'm normally, you know, at home just doing homework. I don't really have siblings to just mess around with.
No, you grew up in a library. So.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. But being at Rosary, everyone is just so nice. You would think going to an all-girls school, there'd be drama and this and is fighting this person. But there's honestly none of that. We are all just so close that we are always hanging out with each other. We help each other. We're always there to support each other. And we're just so close. It's amazing.
So you're saints in training. Sort of.
Yes.
Okay. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Mom and dad are kind of half agreeing, it looks like. So. Most of the time. All right. So Rosary High School then, from a community perspective, builds on the sisterhood theme. What's it like academically? You seem to be a fairly intense person, fairly smart sounding. What kind of coursework have you been engaged with? You just finished your freshman year. What did you take and how did you do?
Well, I took honors classes last
year. I'm shocked.
And it was tough, but it was really amazing because I was able to speak up for what I believed in. Say my honors English class, my teacher, Mr. Bevins, he really believes in us girls getting out there and telling him what we believe in our opinion. So being in these honors classes and every other class that I took, I was able to speak up and just voice what I thought. And we were able to talk about it. And the coursework, it was moderate. Some nights it would be really hard and then some nights it would be really easy. But I ended up doing pretty well.
Okay. So you took some math. Did you take a science class?
I took a honors biology.
Honors biology, okay.
Yes.
And the difference between honors biology and regular biology is you have a lot more intense study to do.
Yes.
Okay. So you're coming up on your sophomore year. What do you have planned for that?
Well, probably my hardest class right now is my AP Euro class.
Good luck with that. I had a daughter go through that, yes.
Yes. And then I have my honors chemistry, my honors algebra 2, and my religion class, my Paschal mystery class. That is really fun. And I just have computer graphics, honors English too.
How do the service hours work?
Rosary Academy, we do a lot of different service projects and also a lot of different clubs that we have. Pretty much right now we have a service project that one of the students, their parents own a company and they're hosting it where you sign up and we're packing supplies that we're going to ship off to different places that need it and in our local community to give to people who mostly need these supplies. And most of us, we just go just for fun, just to do it. But we also get the hours towards college. And
what about this thing that you're doing, though, with Higher Ground? Are they counting that as well as towards your service hours or toward what you're doing?
Well, I'll just step in because actually at Rosary Academy, they're not required
Okay.
But I would say that all of the young ladies there have pretty much hearts of service. So even though Rosary Academy doesn't require service hours, it's extraordinary that most of the girls are out there doing something. And what they do, they do, if you do choose to keep track of your hours, maybe for college or whatever, they partner with the Presidential Service Awards. They do at the end of the year give out awards to some of the young women who go above and beyond.
See, I like that model. Mm-hmm. I've been with high schools that have had mandated service hours before, and for some kids, it's what they need to be motivated. For others, it kind of inoculates them because they have to do it. Now they're never going to do it again. So I like this model where they're giving, okay, we would like you to do service, and if you do, we're going to give you some reward for that. And it sounds like it's taken with you, Isabella, and that you've been able to really do well in engaging the service to your community. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. We have one more segment, and when we come back, I want to do a little more focus on what this project of yours is and where you're going from here. We're with Isabella Tejeda and her family. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and we will see you in just a couple moments.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. And with me today has been a beautiful young lady, 15-year-old Isabella Tejeda, and her family. And Isabella has been brave enough to come on. Now, keep this in mind. She's 15. I'm teasing her. But she has been able to get up and go into business offices, talk to the managers, get them to donate things, talk to people in order to get them involved, put together a project, and execute it. And now she's on the air trying to get the word out about it, and I'm glad we're able to do this. I want you to tell us a little bit more about this project. How successful has it been? What kind of success stories can you tell me? Because I'm sure the way you've described it, there has to have been some reaction to it.
Yes. There was this one kid that I met, and at the beginning of my project, he would be the one that he didn't really want to get involved. He would just stand in the back and his hands would be in his pocket. He didn't want to get involved. And when he first came in, he told me, "This is all fake. This is just fake." And I just laughed and I told him, "Yeah, of course. It's like, we're just acting, of course." And so that kind of threw me off a little when I heard him say that this is fake. I got in the car with my mom later that day, and I realized that he was trying to say that all of this was pretend, but he didn't have the word pretend in his vocabulary, which got me thinking that maybe he didn't have the opportunity to pretend in his childhood. And so I got into it, and we just kept going along and playing with him. And then towards the end, he was the one kid who he was the most outgoing. He was the one who wanted to grab the puppets. He wanted to do every single puppet show. He wanted to sing every song, say every rhyme, read every book.
You know, I can give lots of definitions of success, and we can talk about statistics. But when you have a story like that, where a kid is sitting in the back, head shoved in his pockets, "I'm not doing this. This is all fake, man," to "Wow, let's get involved and let's do it." That's what you want to hear. It sounds like it's doing very well.
Yeah.
So you have been empowered to do this through Rosary, through Girl Scouts. And I understand Higher Ground has their own fundraiser coming up. I want to make sure we squeeze that in. Tell me briefly about that.
Okay. So Higher Ground is having their gala, and it's going to be on Friday, October 20th at the Highway 29 Event Center. And it's beginning at 6 o'clock, and they're just fundraising to make money, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be games and prizes, and the whole time you're going to be surrounded by these beautiful classic cars. It's actually very cheap for what they're doing. It's $125 per seat, And the tickets can be found on Higher Ground's website, which is higherground.oc.org.
Say that again?
Higherground.oc.org.
Okay. So Higher Ground, again, was founded as a nonprofit that reaches out to kids in the Anaheim area, some of whom would otherwise be bored and at risk for developing bad habits. And this is an opportunity for them to develop some better habits, whether it's with some of the sports things they do, some of the counseling services they offer, and now the puppet shows that they do, along with theater, because of you, young lady. So that's fantastic. I'd like to know a little bit more about how this thing actually works. We were talking about rotations and boys and girls. You're sensitive to where they're coming from. How does this work?
Well, the boys and the girls, they have different rotations, and they come in at different times, different separate times. The boys usually come in before break, and then the girls will come in after break. And they just come in for about an hour. And I set up, I gave them a little box where I put all the puppets and the stick puppets and the rhymes and the planner in. And we pretty much, we have a whole list of what we're going to be doing. And we just go off from there. And the kids, they join in, they participate.
Sounds like it's been very successful. And it sounds like it's well set up, and you've got some planning to make this thing last and grow into the future. Tell me a little bit about what this has done for you. Now, I would ask you the question, what do you want to do when you grow up? But you're 15, and I wouldn't want a 15-year-old making permanent decisions about my future, so I won't ask you to do that about yours. But has this opened up any new ideas, windows, vistas into what you want to do with yourself?
It definitely has. I am actually hoping to go into education when I'm older. That's something I want to do and I have a passion for. I really love these kids. They've opened up so many new ideas for me, and I just, hopefully when I'm older, I can just volunteer there all the time, and I just love going and seeing them every day. They brighten up my day.
I am so glad to hear that. You're talking about primary age kids as well, and there's a special breed of people who do high school and junior high school. That's true. But there's also a special breed that does kindergarten through second grade. And I'm glad that you have been bitten with that bug, so to speak. We'll see how it goes. Mom and Dad, you have a horrible child here. It's absolutely awful. So what are your thoughts about what she's learned from this or what you've seen her grow with this?
Well, it's been amazing to watch her take an idea. And I would say shout out to Girl Scouts of Orange County, because it's sort of like it's a whole it's a program where you start off kind of mind mapping and getting ideas and inspirations and all of the research. It all sort of came together, and it was wonderful to see Isabella take an idea and just build upon it. She's being modest when she says she actually had to train these volunteers. So she took what she learned at the public library over all these years, and then she had rehearsal at our house. We supplied the pizza, and the kids came. So she,
if you feed them, they will come.
That's right. Yes. Shout out to Costco Pizza.
Thank you, Costco.
Yeah. So she basically trained them to be able to perform these story times, and left with Higher Ground a template where after she, which is sort of the Girl Scout motto, is after she steps away from the project, the project can continue. So she presented them with the box of supplies and the template for Higher Grounds volunteers, if it weren't Isabella there, that they could step up and still continue this program, which is an amazing thing.
Just one of the things I thought of was also the volunteers that helped her that she named. I think they also were planted seeds of wanting to come back and let's do this again. So I think they were touched by these kids starting where they started and ending where they ended, and they were very much immersed and engaged, and I think that was really good. But also, going back, Rick, you had mentioned yes, Isabella, what she wants to do with her life. She's gone from wanting to be an attorney yeah. and doing family law
okay,
to now she wants to be an educator, and I heard it. She says, I love it, and that's my passion.
Okay, I hate
and
to say, but I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
That's not true. I know a couple of very good lawyers. There's three of them in the United States. I know two of them. So,
so it's changed. That seed was planted, and seeing those kids move from right to left, left to right, you know, seeing them move and be engaged, I think that really helped their wanting to be an educator.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Don't feel constrained, and you may find that you want to do something different with your life. If you're doing honors biology and honors chemistry, you might be a great pediatrician as well. Or some other wonderful, wonderful thing to continue giving back to the people that are around you. One of the things that Bishop Van is very focused on, and this is Orange County Catholic Radio, is the outreach of Christ and to empower people who otherwise do not feel empowered in order for them to fulfill God's will. So Bishop Van is very much pro-life. Bishop Van is very much wanting to empower people so they don't feel the need to do things they otherwise shouldn't do. And what you're doing with this program, in a very different way, but what you're doing in this program is empowering people so that they don't have things happen in their lives that would pull them away. That's what an outreach program generally mm-hmm. does. And you've given them such a very positive thing to be able to do. It's when Jesus talks to us about loving your neighbor as yourself, you're really doing that. And I deeply appreciate that you do that. And I'm so glad that you're able to do that at Rosary High School as well, and that you found that in this whole mix, your parents have been so supportive of you. Thank you for getting her into Catholic education and for infecting us with her, so that all of us are able to benefit from you, Isabella. Any last thoughts you'd like to give, or any last shout-outs that you'd like to have?
I would just like to say, if you would want to see what Higher Ground is doing and what I have done over the summer, we have made a Twitter account. It's Isabella Tejeda at GS Gold Award. So at GS Gold Award. And
say that whole thing again, just to make sure we got it.
Isabella Tejeda at GS Gold Award. And I will be posting all the pictures from my program over summer.
That's fantastic. So you've got, not only have you put together a project with a notebook and all the supplies, along with the instructions so that other people can carry on where you left off, but you also have an outreach account through Twitter to be able to give people more ideas about what to do. And of course, we have this other fundraiser that's coming up on the 20th of October for Higher Ground, their gala. And if they want to have more information on that, what was the website again that they could do to get tickets, or how would they get tickets for that if they were interested?
You can go on highergroundoc.org to find the tickets.
I want to thank you so very, very much for having the temerity and the bravery to come in here and to talk with us today. And thank you, parents, for sharing her with us and for sharing her with all of Southern California. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for people like Isabella and for all of the people that have helped empower her, that all children might be better empowered to live out their lives, especially those who might be at risk, so that they can see your hands and feet in action in the lives of teenagers like Isabella and in adults like the people at Higher Ground. And we ask you to bless her. Bless the people that are involved with her in the Girl Scouts. Bless the people that are involved with her at Rosary Academy. And we ask you to bless her family and friends. And bless all of those who are listening at this time and who may listen on the podcast later. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Tejeda family.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. And for all of you who are listening, we will be back again with you next week.